You're in tune to another edition of Talk Real Estate on AM 1460, FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty in Hastings. Today's agent is Christy Lundby Hill. How are you today, Christy?
I'm doing great.
And we're going to be talking about a couple little different things here. This week's topic is going to be help to get your house ready to sell. We'll get into that here in a little bit. But how can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can always call our office, which is 651-437-2121, or you can pop into our office. We're open 7 days a week. We're right on the frontage road by the library.
Yes, you guys have a very nice location up there.
Yes, we do.
So how are sales going this week?
It's been pretty busy. It was a weird year this year. We didn't have a spring rush as much as we normally do. I think because of the weather, things got pushed back. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, in the last 3 weeks, it's gotten crazy with new listings. So a lot of sellers are getting them on the market, and buyers are jumping on houses. So it's been a really good fall, or almost fall. We're still in summer.
I notice if you drive around town, you see a house will pop up on the market, yeah. And then you drive past it like a week or two later, and it's already gone. It's like, wow.
Well, and sometimes, you know, we don't put the sold sign up until the inspection's done.
Sure.
So it takes a whole 2 weeks before. So if it's up within 2 weeks, it probably sold in the last first few days.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It is kind of crazy.
So, well, you have some new listings and all sorts of listings, actually, you were talking about.
Yeah, we've been listing quite a few. We've got a nice two-story on Malcolm for $310, a beautiful two-story on Melville that's on the pond that's $359.9. We've got a two-story townhome with a basement that's close to 2,500 square feet, four-bedroom, three-bath. That's $239.9.
Okay.
A townhome on Riverwood that just got listed. That is $229.9. And then we've got a gorgeous home in the country for somebody. It's a more executive home. It's $799. It's a big one. But it's on 5 acres, all dirt roads. And the garages are incredible. Ooh. So it's really set up for somebody with small business, excavating,
sure.
Landscaping people. If you know anybody that's looking for a house, it's all concrete driveway to the outbuildings.
Oh,
the
wow.
Outbuilding is so large. He calls it the little man shed and the big man shed. And the big man shed has in-floor heat. It's got an air exchange system. The little man shed is like a little garage with a bar and a half bath.
Okay.
So you go do all your dirty work in the big man shed, and then you bring it for polishing and finishing up, or for motorcycles,
sure.
Or something in the little man shed. And then it's got a gorgeous two-story home, too. So we got quite a few. We got one coming up on Eagle Bluff also that's going to be $450.
Good location.
Big house, 1,800 on all three levels, two-story. With upstairs, you'll have some River Bluff views. It kind of backs to the walking path.
Okay.
So quite a few.
Yeah.
These are all new,
in the last
few weeks. Yes. It's been good.
Well, good. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
So our topic of the week, as mentioned before, is going to be help to get your house ready to sell. What exactly does that mean for somebody?
Well, I think people sometimes they don't know where to start. Like, let's say it's an estate, or you're just thinking you want to move into another home, but they have some projects they want to do. And so they start kind of trying to do some of the projects where, you know, personally, I'd rather have them give us a call before you do it. They feel like sometimes they want to get it perfect before we come out.
Mm-hmm.
I can totally see past those things.
Right.
In fact, we're a good resource for people to do stuff.
Sure.
I've had, gosh, this one guy that I've found in the last year who's a painter. He's also removed some wallpaper, and he's kind of a does it on the side type of thing, mm-hmm. while he's going to school. And I have kept him so busy this summer. He's removed, we had a condo that was a 1980s condo, and he removed wallpaper and the whole thing.
Holy cow.
And painted it all. Another house that had maybe 3 or 4 rooms of wallpaper he removed. He's going to be removing wallpaper in another house we've got coming up. But he's starting to go back to school in the fall, mm-hmm. so he's going to be available a little less. So I'm like, I got to get some more resources for people, because
right.
people have really liked you know, having somebody that's reasonable to use, and he's fast, and he does it. I've had him paint a couple rooms in my house. So,
good.
You know, it's nice to have referrals for people. I've got a carpet cleaner going into one house that I referred out, somebody that's doing vent cleaning, a dryer vent cleaning, somebody that does that. I've got, it's smart if people call us sometimes before they start doing the projects, because we might say, don't do that project, do this project.
Sure.
Because that's not going to add value this well. So it's nice to have them call us early on so we can help them kind of figure out what projects are going to get them the most bang for the buck when they sell.
Sure, and that makes a lot of sense, because you don't want to just go do something and not have it add any value to the home whatsoever.
Yes, I had one seller that we came out to her house some years ago, and she was so proud of the $9,000 she just spent on a concrete driveway, and I was like, oh, I don't know that you're going to get that back.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not something that people are like, ooh, I'm going to pay $9,000 more for a house just because the driveway is super nice.
Right.
Probably not. There's things on the inside that are going to be of more added value, you know, so... I was just out at another house, and she's doing all these projects, and she's like, I need a power washer. And what's funny is I said, my husband recently bought a power washer, and he said, I'm putting it on the business account because we're going to loan this out to people to use. And so he's bringing it to her house Monday, and she's going to be doing some power washing. So
sure.
We got a power washer. So we got lots of staging ideas. We've got some minor staging we bring to houses when we need to. It just really helps so sellers can get top dollar.
Sure. Now, is there some like normal typical things that a person could do right away without even calling?
Yeah, you know, like if they're going to do, I hate to say it, but wallpaper removal is a big thing. Especially if you've got a buyer that's, or a house that's going to be for young buyers, because they don't want wallpaper.
Right.
And they see it and they just think work.
Yeah.
And so it's hard to... even get them past it sometimes. I've had buyers walk into house and there's only wallpaper in the foyer and they're like, oh, wallpaper. And I'm like, wow, okay. So I try to get sellers as much as they can to remove wallpaper, you know, unless it's like really new and trendy.
Sure.
And like in a half bath or something. But a lot of you want your house neutral. And
yep.
So I've got a couple particular colors that I suggest to people to paint with. I did my own house in it. I did a lot of research a few years ago when I moved, looking for the perfect color that's kind of between a tan and a gray, not too gray,
sure.
Not too tan, not any pink tones, not any yellow tones, but light and airy. And so we've used this color in a lot of houses, and it's helped.
And I know in our old house, we had an orange bedroom. That makes it a little tough to sell.
Sometimes it's just worth doing a little painting.
Sure, yep.
You know, and then simple things that don't cost a lot of money. You know, sometimes you might have to replace carpet. We've got one house that people said smells if we're in the house from pets or something. And so we've got... couple places that we can tell you to go and get some pretty fast and cheap carpet that really made it look neutral,
right.
Look good, smell good. Countertops, actually, you know, depending on the price range of the house, if it's a starter home, pretty inexpensive to put in some laminate countertops.
Right.
You know, when you go in and they got the 1950s metal-edged counters still, you know, or something that I was just in one the other day, and they were like, they tiled them, you know, like
tiles, yep.
And they were all chipped off, and they look bad. I'm like, literally, you could for $500 replace this.
Right.
And just get a countertop in here and make it, you know, and I told that to the buyer, so he might get a good deal on this house if he writes on it. We're thinking about it. but something like that, and I'm like, this is a pretty easy fix.
You know? There's plenty of options out there that you can go do something for very cheap and simple and still get your money back out of it.
You know, another thing that's really simple is cabinet pulls in a kitchen. You know, you go in and they got all the brass ones from the 1980s. And you can literally go on to Amazon and get a 25-pack for like $25-$30
sure.
of oil rub bronze ones. I ordered some myself for my kitchen and switched them all out when I bought it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cheap. It's an easy fix. Cheap light fixtures. If you got the big brass ones, get rid of them because, you know, these young buyers don't like it. And you're going to look much more updated if you've got some. You can go to Menards and get some of those flush mount lights. You know, for $20.
Yeah, they're cheap.
They're pretty cheap. You can get a new light for your dining room if you've got a really old one for, you know, maybe $50 or something that looks much more modern.
Yeah.
So little things like that help, but don't be afraid to call us and have us come out and see the house. We're not judging you. You know, we're just trying to help you to understand what things will help you get the most money when you sell it.
Sure. Yeah. Now, cabinetry, stuff like that, can people just simply paint over?
Yeah, I've had a couple people paint them, especially if they were like 1970s houses where you had the really dark wood and it just was looking kind of bad.
Yeah.
Yep. Then I suggest to paint it. It really depends on how much work people want to do. Some people don't want to start doing that, and that's fine. If they're in good shape, just clean them up, maybe get new knobs on them.
Yeah.
Another easy fix is in a bathroom is just putting a new faucet sometimes.
Sure.
Sometimes the faucets look really crappy and old.
Mm-hmm.
They just haven't been replaced, and you can easily update something simple.
Put a
like
new
that.
Shiny one in, it looks better.
Yes. That's not brass.
That's
you know, the brass really is out right now.
Yep.
So just getting rid of those little things. You know, the house I bought, you know, 20 some years ago had a pink toilet and tub.
Ugh.
And countertop or sink. And I literally walked in, you know, and thought, and it had fuzzy wallpaper up and on the ceiling. Yeah, it was cute. But I bought that house because I saw the bones of it. But not everybody can visualize like I can. You know, a lot of people walk in and go, oh my gosh, this is too much work.
Right.
But, you know, literally I went in there, took off the wallpaper, changed the toilet. I had the tub recolored and put in a new marble top integral sink counter and did a few minor things like that. And people would come in and say, oh, you just got a great deal because you're a realtor. And I was like, no, I had this listed, did an open house, and everybody came in and told me how ugly it was because it had green carpet and fuzzy wallpaper, you know, but the bones were there. So I can see that, and some buyers can, but it's a smaller percentage that can really visualize.
Right. And so at the end of the day, there still is a cheap quality way of doing things without having to do a full renovation.
Yeah. You can just do some minor things that will update your home and, you know, go out to Walmart and buy some fresh white towels for your bathroom and a white rug and a white shower curtain. And it just gives it a whole different look.
Right. Yeah.
You know, we have some staging stuff like that. And actually, I think I've got my white towels and rugs and shower curtain out of the house right now that we've got listed. But I've got a couple more coming up, and so I might have to go buy a couple more. But, you know, as a seller, do those kinds of things. Get fresh rugs.
Mm-hmm.
Simple things.
Yeah, very easy.
Yeah, it's really not that much. It's hard for them to depersonalize sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. You get too accustomed to one thing and you don't want to make a change.
Yes. And, you know, we were out to a house the other day, and it's a grandma's house, which nothing's wrong with that, but she had a lot of what I call tchotchkes.
Sure.
You know, just a lot of little things all over. And her friend who's helping her get the house ready, I was so thankful because you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Right.
But at the same time, I know they should put all that stuff away. And she was walking through each room with me, and I was telling her, yep, pack that up, pack that up. And she was like, no, I totally get it. Let's pack that up. And I'll help her pack that up. And I was just like, oh, great. I can't wait to go see it now because she's going to have all the tchotchkes down.
Sure.
And she's doing a few light changes and a couple things like that. And it's going to look totally different than when I went through before, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of you, Christy?
They can call. My cell phone is 651-216-4676. Or they can email me at Christy Hill or Christy Lundby. I go by either. At edinarealty.com. But Christy is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-Y.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, when somebody does get their house ready to be sold, what's a typical time for them to be prepared to be moved out?
About anywhere between 30 and 60 days. I'd say 45 is pretty typical.
Okay.
Yeah. So when a buyer writes a purchase agreement on the house, they can't lock their loan for more than 60 days.
Sure.
So typically it's not much more than that. But I'd say average is 45. You know, sometimes it's a little faster. If the house is empty and a buyer can move faster.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they come in and want it to go faster. Sometimes they want it a little later, you know, but then buyers don't always want to wait, too.
Right.
So that's probably typical. You know, time frame, what takes the longest for most people in selling a house is just getting it ready.
Sure. Yeah.
Some people can rock it out and just do all these things and get it ready in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And some of them need 6 months.
Right.
You know, and I've actually got a gal who has helped with a couple sellers.
Okay.
With coming in and helping them go through stuff.
Sure.
And they can help them organize.
Mm-hmm.
I actually hired her to come out to my house after I moved because I had a back storage room that was just a mess.
Sure.
And I was like, I just want to go through stuff and I need somebody who is like a third party to just go, do you really use this? No. Okay. Put that in the Goodwill pile.
Right.
So is this going in the garbage or Goodwill? Do you use this? Have you used it in the last few years? Yes or no? If not, get rid of it.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have somebody that just helps you make piles and then
helps make decisions,
yes,
with you.
Yes, because if you say you're going to go organize something yourself, do you really go do it?
No.
Not very often.
No.
So if you hire somebody, you're probably going to use that time well.
Yes, exactly. Because now
so
it's on
you
your
hire
money.
So somebody to come and help you for 4 hours, and it's the best money you ever spent.
Right.
Yeah. So people need referrals for people like that. And if you're a person who does that, contact me. I can always use more.
Sure.
So, yeah. There's a lot of fun stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different ways of going about how to get rid of things in town here. So
I know. There's
many different resources.
There's a lot of resources. And, you know, it's just getting out and talking to people. There's so many things when you sell your house that, you know, even the whole moving part. I've had quite a few recently that are doing the double move all in one day thing, and that can get pretty stressful too. So we have resources of how is the best way to do that. Do you get a mover? Do you get a pod? What's
sure.
the best way to organize it and do it all in one day?
Okay.
There's a lot of, you know, just topics like that that is good to sit down with a realtor who does this all the time and get good advice from.
Sure. Now, you mentioned the pods. Those are like the
love those.
Yeah, the big red containers that
yes.
they put in someone's driveway.
When we moved 3 years ago, about a month before we sold, we got a pod. Or no, after we got it sold, we got a pod.
Okay.
And so I paid for 2 months of it, which is about the same as a storage unit.
Sure.
So 20 by 8 or whatever. Dropped in your driveway. You pack up stuff. You start filling it. You're not going to fit all your furniture and all your belongings in there, but you
right.
can fit most of your little furniture pieces and most of your boxes and stuff. And then what's cool is they pick it up, bring it to the next house, drop it, you unpack it, and then they come pick it up.
Yeah, what
those
are
awesome.
What a convenience.
Yeah. And then we had a mover come move the big furniture, which was, my husband was like, that was the best $1,500 we ever spent watching them carry these big beds up two-story house, you
yeah,
know?
We did that too. We used people that came and
yes.
took all the heavy stuff
yes,
out.
Yes, that's nice.
Saves your back.
Yes, it does. That is worth it. So, you know, we give referrals for all those kinds of things.
Sure.
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Awesome. Anything else you want to add quickly before we go here?
Just give us a call if you're thinking of making a move, whether it's this year or next year. It's just good to have a resource to talk about the process, what to do. We're not going to pin you down and make you sign anything. Just come and we'll give you good advice.
All right. And once again, how can people get a hold of you?
Christy, again, 651-216-4676.
All right, and that's going to do it. You have been listening to another edition of Talk Real Estate on AM 1460, FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings. This show has been brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty with today's agent, Christy Lundby-Hill.